So now we know what Black folks buy, but the question is why? Here again is NPR's Tony Cox with Julianne Malveaux, an economist and frequent contributor to News & Notes.
One of the stereotypes of Black spending is that their excesses, our excesses, if you will, are for things like expensive cars, expensive clothes, more outward signs of material success. Is overspending an issue that plagues Blacks more than other groups?
Overspending is an American phenomenon. We see Americans who are overconsuming. Although African Americans consume disproportionately, let's be clear, we live in a consumption society where people are being constantly barraged with images of what they need to have in order to be. Women's magazines are 60% advertising and 40% editorial content, so no wonder young women run out to find the right lipstick or something like that. But let's call spending an American phenomenon because we know the American savings rate, Tony, is at an all-time low.
So Black people are no worse at this than anyone else, or no better?
African Americans are American people. Where we get into trouble is that we're more likely to be in poverty. We have lower incomes, so we can ill afford the habits of the masses.
Now, this was interesting. Ken Smichael told us that for the first time, really, with the aging baby boomer population, that inherited wealth is beginning to be passed down to the next generation, and that will give younger Black folks an early financial leg up for the first time. What about that?
Well, certainly you do see baby boomers who had invested in 401ks and others. You see some property. Remember that African-American people had a nearly 50% poverty rate in 1960. Now it's down to about 24%. So you've seen a major improvement in the poverty level, which means more middle-class Black people and some transfers. I worry about some of the transfers, though, because if you give transfers to folk who don't know, you've seen people run through, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in a matter of weeks.
You know, that's interesting because my next question was going to be, what does that portend for those people who are about to have this windfall in terms of their spending?
Well, these folks need to make sure they do planning. And one of the reasons we talk about African-American spending, Tony, and African-American financial literacy, one of the issues really is a lack of information. This is why so many financial institutions have hopped on this financial literacy bandwagon to teach us how to handle our money. And of course, they hope to make a few dollars as well.
You know, I was going to come to that point, as a matter of fact, about the role of the woman or the man in the family setting or in the marriage or partnership setting in terms of who sets the agenda and who drives the spending within a household.
It depends on the family. I mean, that's probably one of the most difficult things for a couple to grapple with, Tony, is who's going to be in charge or how a couple develops its financial management style. You know, is it yours, hers, or ours? I think that that's one of the most challenging things for families. And frankly, I mean, people are more likely to tell you, you know, their intimate details than to tell you how much money they have and how they manage it. It's quite interesting. So people should never get married before they see someone's 1040, 401k, and all the rest of it.
Here's my final question. And I know that you are an economist and you deal in real numbers, but I'd like to ask you to just look at your sense, your perspective of things with regard to this. As a group, are we Black folks moving in a direction where we are getting better at managing our money and spending our money in a way that will build wealth?
I think we're getting past some of our historical constraints. When you look at some of the differences in spending, I think some of it comes from African-American people's issues with self-esteem. I deserve the very best. I don't get it anywhere else. I think some of the overconsumption comes from an inability to have consumed in the past. When you talked earlier about clothes and cars as opposed to homes, well, there was a time when Black people could not buy homes. They did not have access to that kind of credit. So I think we're overcoming lots and lots of that. And I think you've got great spokespeople out there like Melody Hobson, I think you all interviewed her a couple weeks back, and others who are really talking about the importance of financial literacy. But I also caution that we live in a consumer society, in a consumer society where we're constantly being encouraged to buy, buy, buy. I would also add that there's a consumer element to hip hop culture that I find distasteful and also enticing to young people. You know, we have to struggle against that. The way that we get better is that we do this financial literacy thing around the kitchen table, at home, in families, so that when a young person first goes out there, he or she understands financial literacy.
Julianne, good advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Tony Cox talking with economist Julianne Malveaux about Black buying and spending. News & Notes Minding Your Money continues next week with a look at the traps 20-somethings fall into and how to recover.